Is that the toadstool?
Sure. And if somebody had something stuck in his throat, you'd say he couldn't
swallow.
Right? And if you're unable to do something, you say, you'd be able to do this, and you say, yes, I
can.
And if you're not, you say, no.
Can't.
Do you have to be there at 3?
No, I need to leave here at 3.
Okay, well, we can get about 5 more minutes.
Okay.
This is a bird that makes a hooting sound.
Not the owl.
Yeah. Now, are there any different kinds of owls?
There may be. I've heard people distinguish between a hoot owl and another kind, I guess.
What was the other kind called, remember?
I don't.
How about you're called a screech owl?
Yes,
or a
screech owl.
All right. And this is a bird that gets up on a tree and
woodpecker.
Now, you ever call that anything else? Do you ever call a pepperwood?
Yeah.
Okay. And what else is pepperwood?
Well, the sign means white people.
Okay. Well, how would that be used now? In
a derogatory.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I mean, now would it be a general term for all whites?
Someone you didn't like, huh?
Always in the full expression, pepperwood. Mm-hmm. Would you pronounce that, by the way?
Pepperwood.
Yeah, okay, now would it, but you ever use that in relation to the woodpecker?
I don't, but I've heard it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Roger, what about the this animal that has a white stripe down its back and has a bad odor?
Spot.
All right, and are there any, what would you call, you have a kind of a general name for all kinds of little troublesome animals?
Piss.
All right. You ever call it something starting with a V?
V. Violent.
Sure. And then an animal, this is a little animal that lives up, climbs around in trees, has a bushy tail.
Squirrel.
Are there any different kinds of these?
Not them.
You wouldn't distinguish between?
The tree squirrel I've heard. I don't know if that means anything.
Did you ever hear of a mountain boomer? Okay. And a small, this is something, a small animal, something like a squirrel, that stays on the ground all the time.
Weasel.
Yeah, smaller than a weasel. Would you ever use the term either a chipmunk or a brown squirrel?
Chipmunk.
Alright, and this is a kind of a thing that lives in a shell, and it sometimes has pearls in it.
Oyster.
Yeah, the plural.
Oysters.
And this is something that lives down near the water and makes a croaking sound.
Frog.
What do you call the great big ones?
Bullfrogs or toad frogs.
Alright. Now, are they the same thing, or do you?
I think there's a difference in the toad.
Okay, and what do you call the very small green ones?
Tadpoles.
Oh, these are kinds of frogs that jump around.
See, toad probably. I don't know.
Okay. Did you ever hear a little one's called either rain peepers or rain frogs or tree frogs? Okay. And these things that crawl around on the ground, that crawl, that you dig them up and use them for bait?
Earthworms.
Did you ever call them anything else?
We call them baits.
Okay, good. And then a thing with a hard shell that moves really slowly?
Snail.
This is a big thing that moves along the ground and gets into its shell.
Oh, the turtle.
Yeah, now, you make it, is that the kind of little